It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to our Talking Flickster episode. JT here with the man, the legend, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Very good. We should call you Mr. Movies. What do you reckon about that? It's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, Bill Collins. Remember Bill Collins from years ago?
No. Am I supposed to? is this some old reference again from 1970 or something? Of course it would be. There'd be something like that.
It is. He was actually Mr. Movies. He used to introduce the movies on, I think it was Channel 10, and he used to talk about the movie and then you'd go watch the movie and, yeah, it was...
Well, you can replace him, okay? How does that sound? We'll take his name. But yes, this is our Talking Flickster. We're going to review an awesome movie. And this week, Mr. Lee, this is one that I think we all agree is fantastic. We were obsessed with the trailer. You actually went along and saw this movie, Lee.
Yes, I did last Sunday. And I have to say, in Tamworth, I found it hard to find a seat. There were so many people in the session I went to and so many people. My mate and I went to watch it and I'm just going, wow, where are we going to sit? Like, this is, which is so good to know that people want to see this true story about Elizabeth Lee Miller. And she went by the name Lee, which is a good name, I'm just saying.
Oh, of course. Here we go.
Right now.
Do you want us to make this episode about you? Do you want us to do that? We can. We can just tweak a few things and we'll make it very short though. Very short.
And that's all the time we've
got. That's all we've got. Yes exactly so right. Well, we've got a lot to unpack, but before we do, let's check out Lee.
You must be Lee Miller.
It's a war zone, Colonel. Just Lee is fine.
Just Lee. We don't send women to combat.
Well, that's a problem, because I'm here.
Welcome to Vogue magazine.
I hear you're the woman to see about a job.
Audrey Withers. Yes, I am.
I've seen your photographic work. You're really very impressive. You dislike anyone who questions you, especially when you know you're wrong. You have secrets, many, that you'll never share.
I'm never wrong.
That's our Lee.
It happened so slowly. Yeah, kind of overnight.
We woke up one morning and Europe was at war.
Only non-military access for women.
I just want to do my part. Why should the men get to decide what that is?
I'm heading to the front. Ready to go?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
We drove into the worst of it all.
Need a light over here?
Here.
I stay away from that window. They got snipers.
They're gone. Everyone's gone.
Even when I wanted to look away, I knew I couldn't. It was not something I'd heard about or imagined. It was real.
Such an incredible story. And Miss Lee, it was about 9 years in the making, this one. That's a long time for a movie, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And to think Kate Winslet's production company was behind it as well. And Kate Winslet actually paid all the staff, the crew, everyone, for 2 weeks while they were in shutdown, which was really nice of her to do because she was so passionate about this movie.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it is incredible. But let's review this film, and our Talking Flickster this week, he is back by popular demand, Zane. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back, mate.
Feels good to be back.
Now, what did you review? Because it was not that long ago we actually had you on. What did you? What was your
last one? It was Joker.
Oh yes, Joker. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'd agree. We sent you along to maybe a better movie this time around. I don't know. What do you reckon? Something that you enjoyed this one?
Something absolutely. This is a fantastic film. Don't want to compare it to Joker, but it's still great.
Yeah. Tell me, what were you expecting at the beginning when, you know, it all first started and, you know, they're all having a great old time and, you know, did you know about the Lee Miller story at all, Zane?
I knew she was a war photographer. I didn't know much else. I didn't know she was a fashion model.
Yeah.
That certainly took me by surprise. I've only known her photographic work, which is absolutely brilliant.
It certainly is. It is brilliant. And you think what she actually went through to get the photos and how she insisted in getting them, it's incredible that she was that brave to go to the front line, basically, to get these photos.
No, absolutely. It's World War II wasn't exactly a walk in the park. No. And back then, particularly, women weren't really – you didn't see them in the battlefield, I'd say.
And Kate Winslet, I don't think you could have chosen anyone more perfect to play Lee Miller. We get those vibes from everything Kate Winslet touches. It turns to gold from the days back in Titanic – playing Rose, she was spectacular, and now the way she portrays this character, it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely. Probably going to go down as one of the greats, I'd say. Absolutely phenomenal performance in this film.
What is it about her acting in this particular movie that really stands out? What makes this movie what it is with what she does? What stands out to you that Kate does?
I think the standout performance or parts of the performance would be when she's looking at the concentration camps and just the intensity of all the death, really. You get such a visceral reaction. Yeah, you see it and you feel like you can resonate quite well with it. That as someone, because from her experience, it's her first time seeing war and these atrocities. And you kind of feel that same shock, really.
You're talking before, you know, we're saying, you know, the cast, all that. I have to say, Andy Samberg, I only knew him from Brooklyn 99, Saturday Night Live. He's a very funny comedian. I was
one of the best.
A bit skeptical about him playing Davey, her assistant. Basically, he was her assistant because he was holding light and everything, especially when they first met, he was holding a light in their faces. He was outstanding, and not many comedians can transfer to a drama this much, and I think he's one of those up there with Robin Williams who could do it quite easily. I was really taken back with Andy. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, 100% agree. It's kind of weird to see him in a serious role because he's usually quite goofy.
Yes.
But absolutely nailed it.
I think for any of these actors, it's something you'd really have to research, wouldn't it? You'd have to put a lot of time and effort into really working out how you're going to depict these characters, because it was at a time when, you know, for all of us, we weren't around when, you know, this war was on. So you'd have to, a lot of history would be important. You'd have to really go back. If you want to nail that role and really bring this to life, you can't just walk in not knowing anything about it. I can imagine over 9 years, Kate Winslet would have known that character inside out, but it would go for a lot of them, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's quite a sensitive topic. And, you know, you have to do justice by all these people because they are real people at the end of the day who did amazing things. So you want to do the best to bring them to life.
The one thing, JT, that I was quite impressed with is the Lee Miller Foundation actually backed this movie. They gave her so much material to Kate Winslet and said, whatever you need, here it is. We want you to tell her story, because a lot of people, myself included, as I said before, I didn't know anything about this lady. And when I got home after watching the movie, I was actually doing more research and finding out so much more that she was doing.
Hold on, did you say you're doing some research? Did I just hear that? I'm sorry.
Because, Jay, that interests me.
Are you okay? Are you feeling all right?
Because you know I don't research at
all. Yeah, that R word. You're allergic to it.
Yeah. And rehearsals.
And rehearsals. Ah, see, they start with R. Yeah,
research. Yeah. It must be something with R. Yeah.
But that does make a lot of sense.
It was remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a good thing that, you know, to think that this is backed by the foundation of Lee Miller, that is a good thing for everyone to go and see.
And a lot of it came too from those photographs that came that were revealed, and that forged a big part of the movie as well, those photographs, that because that's what she was there for. You know, so a lot of that came out, and those photographs are still circulating today. So it's a real big piece of history, that.
Oh, it is. And, you know, the other thing, she was also writing for Vogue too. And something that Davey helped her do was really find the right words to put into the story. And he was there from day dot to the end, so, which is really good for her, to make her look much, much better. Because he worked for Life magazine? Same?
Life magazine.
Yeah, yeah. So he was there doing another magazine. So, yeah.
That's the power of friendship.
Now, how about Alexander Skarsgård? Let's talk about him. How does he come into the film, and what can we expect?
His role isn't he's not in it for a lot of the film, but whenever he's on screen, it's quite amazing, really. He plays the partner of Lee Miller, and I don't know how his relation was to the military, but at the start of it, he got basically drafted into developing camouflage because he was a painter.
Hmm.
He was working on camouflage, and I think he went on to do air raid warden stuff. I'm not 100% sure on that, but while he was away, I think then the story was that Lee Miller wanted to do her part like everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Which eventually led her going overseas.
Well, the film was shot in Hungary. Now, this was back a couple of years ago now, late 2022. Let's talk about the scenery. Let's talk about the sets. And from what I've seen, like, I think that makes the movie as well. It just all looks so real. It's perfect, really.
Absolutely. Visually, it's breathtaking, especially when they're in Paris. Because that was during the Nazi occupation of Paris. It's visually fantastic.
And something that you will notice as well is when it's great times, it's very bright and colourful and really, it's a fun time. And then when they are at war and when they're going through the Nazi camps, it's very dull. The lighting is very dull. There's no bright colors, and you feel more. It's not black and white, but it's very just dull, and you feel like, oh, geez, yeah, this is
very bleak.
This is really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's very clever use of color in the film. In the war zones in particular, it's just like a lot of grays, blacks, dark blues. Not a heap of sunlight either. It's just, especially there's a few driving scenes, even then it's quite overcast in those scenes. You can tell the general theme of those scenes is it's quite heavy.
Zane, would you say, we were talking about this last week, it's not very often you would see someone who, you know, you see a movie come out, it's one of those history war type movies, a drama like that, something that people wouldn't typically go and see. Are you into these kinds of movies? Would you say that's your, one of your genres that you go and check out?
Oh, absolutely. I do quite like war movies. They're quite powerful in their ability to, you know, tell the story of so many brave people in our history. Quick shout out to movies like The Hurt Locker and Fury, which are some of the best war movies, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, so is this one going up on the pedestal as well? It certainly sounds like it will be.
I would say definitely so, yes. It was very, very good to watch.
That's awesome. Well, I think we should, Mr. Lee, go back to last week's Talking Flicks to Megan, who had a question for Zane. And your question from Megan is...
So there's a lot of rumours going around about whether or not it's going to hit an Oscar. So if it was to be nominated for an Oscar, what Oscar would it be nominated for?
That was a good question. It's
great question.
A good question.
And I'm sure we can all agree, I can definitely see it doing quite well at the Oscars. It's got to be up there somewhere.
My money would be on best performance for female actor, for Kate Winslet, and then I'd probably say best picture, possibly. Production design as well, maybe.
Production, yeah. Yeah,
I it's think always hard to tell with the Oscars. Zane
because they're good. So looking forward to the Oscars, which will be happening in March next year. So nominations will be announced, in January they get announced, so February, somewhere around there. So it'll be interesting to find out and we'll be able to keep a record and we'll go, yeah, we were right, we got it right.
I'm backing this one in, Mr. Lee. I'm backing it in if it's up there.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, maybe we should take wages.
Yeah, we should. Look, I'm never good at this kind of thing.
You're not, JT. You're not.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's gonna he's gonna gloat, Zane. Let's just give him. Let's just give him the floor. I don't think I've won one yet. One of our tallies, have I? No, I was never any good at this.
No, but you did get the movie music.
The score.
Yeah, you always got that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which is understandable. So you did get that. But yeah, I always got the. And even if we hadn't played the movie here, I still got the right answer for the best picture because I read, I research.
Oh, hold it. Well, there's that word again. Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
You know what, Mr. Lee? It's called Google, okay? It's called Google, and it's called...
No, Google's a special skill.
And it's called typing in, who will win the Oscar? Your bloody cheat sheet. I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Two can play at that game, so we'll see how we go come the start of 2025. All right, well, Lee...
Well,
Lee, we've got 5 Choc Tops for you, Zane. Grant's just getting them out of the freezer. Just give him a second. And we'll flick them over to you. So out of your 5 Chocky Tops, what does Lee get this week?
I'd give it a 5. Straight up 5.
Oh, hold on. My goodness. Wow.
No. No complaints, honestly. I think that being said, if you're not into history and war films or drama films, then it might not be your cup of tea, but if it's a category that you typically enjoy, then I don't think you can find any fault in it.
Agree.
Yeah. Would you give it 5, Mr. Lee? What do you reckon? Would you?
Yeah, I would give it 5 because it is that good. Yeah. And I found this last past week, we're actually getting more and more people. So I think word's getting around how good this movie is. And it's got busier and busier for every session, which is a really, really good thing. And word of mouth talks, which is good.
So, Zane, so
we'd like that.
For those that might be thinking about going and checking it out, going and seeing this one on the big screen, you definitely recommend it.
Absolutely. Kate Winslet's performance is definitely one to watch.
Okay.
Absolute pleasure, start to finish.
Well, there you go. So if you haven't checked out Lee yet, one to definitely go and see. Yeah, and as we said, lots of Oscar talk and things like that. So that alone, you know, it's going to be a great film. Is there Oscar talk about next week's movie, Mr. Lee? What do you reckon?
Well, this will be very interesting because, Zane, we're going to get you to ask a question to next week's Talking Flickster about Here, which is the new Tom Hanks and Robin Wright movie that opens on Thursday, tomorrow. So what's your question for the next week's Talking Flickster?
Cool. Okay, so this is another collaboration between Robert Zemeckis and Tom Hanks. So my question is, how does it stack up compared to their previous films, like Forrest Gump, Castaway, and all the others? How does it compare to those?
He's done it again, Mr. Lee. He's done it again. Good old Zane. Great question.
Good question.
Great question. Great question. Well done. That is very good. Those two have been together for some great collabs. They just work so well together. It's hard sometimes trying to pick your favorite Tom Hanks movie, isn't it? Because he's just got his catalog is just incredible. So
he's a master of the craft.
Yeah, and yeah. I think too, just watching a bit of this is what they've done with Tom Hanks too. That in especially the first part of the movie, it made him look so young. Like I don't know how they do this kind of stuff. It's just incredible. He's gone right back. So and then at the end of the movie. Hit the fast forward button. He's gone the other way. yeah. So. But look, if you want to be a future Talking Flicks star, very easy to get involved. Mr. Lee, it all happens via these amazing websites.
Yeah, just go to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, click on Talking Flicks, and you just click on the Talking Flickster to be able to review and just tell us your name and what type of movie you like, so what genre, whether it is a war movie or a history or a drama, so on, and then we'll send you off to watch a movie and be a reviewer for us.
Could I just say too, there are some incredible movies coming up between now and the end of the year, even into the start of 2025. Oh, wow, they've saved the best for last, I think. Too many good ones to name, but there's going to be some huge movies out. So if you want to go along and check it out for free, Mr. Lee says he's forking for the bill. However, I can tell you now. I do tend to question that, but anyway. get involved. Make sure you go and register. Zane, great to have you back on the show again, my friend.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What are you looking forward to seeing between now and the end of the year, all these big movies coming out? What's got you hooked?
Moana 2 has got to be on there.
For sure.
Wicked as well. I think an underrated one would be Heretic with Hugh Grant.
Okay. So
that looks a bit dark.
It's intense, but seeing him in that role it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm. And also, have you heard of Piece by Piece? Yeah, it's like the Lego. It's like a biopic of Pharrell Williams, and it's in the Lego style anime.
That's great.
I think if you're a music lover, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Look, what a fantastic year of movies has been so far. About to get even better. And I'm sure we'll see about 20 horrors between now and the end of the year as well. So there's always another horror movie.
Plus, I was going to say we're kicking off January with Paddington as well. So that should be awesome.
Yeah. That's New Year's Day. Is it New Year's Day that one's out?
Yeah. Yeah, New Year's Day is a listed date.
What a way to start the new year. Yeah, so many great movies to look forward to. So we will catch you again at midday on Friday and again next week for another Talking Flickster on Wednesday. Mr. Lee, have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank you, and you too, Jay, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
See you on Friday. Rehearsals, don't forget, about 11 o'clock on Friday, okay? So rehearsals, please. Make sure you're there. Be there or be square, right? Don't be late.
Okay.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.